In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The Environmental Protection Agency says it's identified another potential toxin in the Colorado Superfund site in Pueblo. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
High levels of manganese and other metals are showing up in samples taken from landscaping material at 21 homes in South Pueblo. The rock-like substance is called electric arc furnace, or EAF, slag. It's not a regulated product in the state. Although manganese is an essential nutrient, too much of it may cause neurological problems. The EPA is evaluating the material and working with health officials to determine if and how it needs to be addressed. Meantime, the agency says people should minimize contact with the slag and especially prevent children from ingesting it. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis.
Colorado State University's Energy Institute now is the state's first public hydrogen fuel station. It's one of the only electrolyzed stations in the U.S. that can generate hydrogen on site by splitting water molecules with electricity. Hydrogen, a cleaner alternative to fossil fuels, can power fuel cell electric vehicles of any size. And Three Bears in Boulder have been relocated after residents reported seeing them near homes. The Daily Camera reports the residents first saw the mom and two cubs last week. A Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesperson says workers tranquilized the bears on Saturday and have moved them to National Forest Service land outside of Estes Park. And you're listening to CPR News.